right, for those of you just joining us, know this. Another case of found filter socks. I suppose that's the way they're used socks. They encase what comes out of the hole when you drill that causes the problems. In other words, they could be radioactive, and many cases are radioactive. They were found in a gas station in Noonan. Great job, print media. I mean, I want to say that. Great job, print media. Great job to those who had the courage to go about telling emergency managers and others. You know, print media and broadcast media sometimes compete for advertising dollars. Most of what I have gotten on this, I have read through print media, whether it be the Bismarck Tribune, whether it be the Journal, whether it be in other places. So hats off to you out there in print media for doing this. I've been tracking down two people and begging them to come on. Begging being a strong term. They were willing to come on. Daryl Dorgan, that's a name familiar with many of you out there in North Dakota. A long-standing family name and somebody and a family that cares deeply about Western North Dakota and North Dakota as a whole. Daryl has been involved in media and in many ways just flat out North Dakota for years. Brenda Jorgensen, active with the Dakota Resource Council and someone very passionate about what's happening in her backyard in the Stanley area. Both join me right now. Daryl, good to have you on News and Views.
Well, good to be here, especially after the coach was on, and I'd sooner be watching the Bison game too.
Yeah, that's a big win for the Bison. Brenda, good to have you on as well. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Guys, the big story, and this, I know what you're going to say to me, Daryl, that Joel, this isn't the only one, but the big story yesterday coming out of Noonan, North Dakota, where all of these used socks were being stored in an old abandoned gas station. Your thoughts on that, Daryl?
Well, it isn't. It isn't a particularly big story. I mean, they found hundreds and hundreds of them, I guess. But, you know, I mean, this is the second time in 2 weeks, and I could take you out to Western North Dakota, and we could find filter socks laying around right now that are radioactive. They are scattered throughout Western North Dakota. We generate 75 tons of radioactive waste through the oil industry in North Dakota every day. According to the health department, 27 tons of those are filter socks. But this stuff, the health department simply lost track of it about 5 years ago. They haven't been keeping track of it. It's scattered all over, and the bottom line is radioactive waste can kill, and no one is keeping track of it.
Let me ask you this, Brenda. Do you, as someone who lives in the heart and soul of what's going on, do you feel confident that the state that is benefiting financially from all of this is safeguarding you as a citizen?
I've lost trust. Yeah, I've reached out to state, I've reached out to industry, I've reached out to, they give you an answer that might say it's standard procedure. Nobody will say it's safe standard procedure. And then you can't find anybody who will take responsibility. I finally just started sending letters out saying, who will, to whomever will take responsibility, and I don't get responses from that either.
So it begs this question, Daryl. Now, you've been involved in different layers, both covering and been around government. What's wrong? Who do I go to and say, you're dropping the ball here?
Well, first of all, go to the health department, go to the governor. But, you know, I got involved in this because I covered the last big boom in the 1980s and what was happening then. We had radioactive waste that was being scattered all over. We had radioactive tailings scattered all over and still do in Western North Dakota from the mining, uranium mining activity in the 1950s. So about a year ago, I decided to start watching this. The oil industry was telling the health department they needed to change the rules and regulations. State law, state rules today say that anything above 5 picocuries requires it to be moved out of state into a licensed dump site. The oil industry said, hey, we need to lessen those rules. The state health department began examining them. I asked and demanded to be allowed to come to some of the meetings, and the rules have simply been suspended. We have tons of this stuff that is being scattered all over North Dakota, and it is highly toxic. It's highly dangerous. We have toxic waste also that's being scattered all over, benzene and all other kind of chemicals. No one is keeping track of it. Now, in the health department, interest, let me tell you that they have been hopelessly understaffed. the last legislative session, supplied them with 8 additional people, which won't even put a dent in this. But they just, they've been unable to keep up with it. They don't know where the radioactive waste is going. They admitted as much when we met with them last March. And the Noonan incident is just a very isolated incident. There are radioactive filter sacks being thrown out every night. Entrance to the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, the tribal chairman's place up in Fort Berthold, all over, Joel. And it's going on. It just gets very little publicity because it's in far western North Dakota. It's out of sight. It's out of mind. And this is almost becoming an American danger zone up there in some instances.
I have to mention this, Brenda. Yesterday in our conversation, you said that close by you, there is a bag of garbage and you're almost afraid to go look at it.
Yeah, it's on the location right at the end of my driveway, and it's been there for weeks.
And
there are people going in and out of that location, and nobody's bothered to go check and see what it is or remove it.
And is that the norm in your life now?
Yeah.
Okay. So it leads me to action items, because we've already established that we got a problem. You know, Daryl, clearly we have a problem. You know, I'm going to have the health department on a little bit later. You mentioned the fact that they're understaffed, but they have primacy. I mean, they are the agency in charge, and the word regulation is going to come up, and you know the politics of North Dakota. The word regulation is like Lucifer. Explain to people how you envision this needs to be fixed.
Well, first of all, you need the health department to begin enforcing the laws that are on the books now, the laws and the statutes that are on the books now to dispose of radioactive waste. They need to start fining people a couple $1 million every time they find one of these, because people can die from this kind of thing. And that isn't being done. But, you know, maybe what we need to do is look at have the governor get some people together and find out what's wrong here. And do it without Lynn Helms and the head of the North Dakota Petroleum Council in the room. You know, another thought came to mind last night when I knew I was going to be doing this. Some leadership in the health department. You know, I covered state government a long time as a reporter, and I was thinking the other day, God, who is the head of the health department now? Joel, do you know?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, Dr. Dwelly, I've known and I've worked with. So
right. Well,
I'm probably not the best example to ask that question.
Okay, but I mean, very few people have heard of this guy. Where has he been for 12 years? Let's get some people moving this program. You know, we're making these changes in state rules and regulations at the request of the oil industry. It is not the job of the North Dakota Health Department to protect profits or increase profits of the oil industry. It's the job of the North Dakota Health Department to protect the health and welfare of the people who live in the state of North Dakota. And that is not being done. They've gone with the former, not the latter.
Cecile Krim wrote an article out of Crosby the other day, Brenda, that said the maturity level of the people that live in the oil patch is growing, that they no longer are in the middle of this storm. As the industry itself matures in North Dakota, so does the expectations of the citizens. I'd like you to speak to that, Brenda. I want people to hear your side of that.
I think that's really important. I think people do need to get educated on what's going on. It's not just radioactive filter socks at the waste. Every aspect of this waste has issues, and we have waste with flare emissions that is not only a natural resource waste, but a public health risk, and it's also a financial waste to the state. We have waste pits out here that are only monitored, and this is from Lim's mouth, it's only surface monitoring for the life of the well. I mean, we need testing done on these properties where the waste is put and permanently stored on our land. We need our water tested, and not just for the life of our wells. Even, I mean, it'd be great if we could get it done before and after the wells and on, but I mean, the life of the well, this stuff is in the ground. What's the life of the chemical? That's the length of the time that it should be tested.
Daryl, do you believe that the head of the North Dakota Health Department is doing his job?
No. Not even a close call. I mean, I haven't heard from this guy in a dozen years. I think he's got some people in his department that are trying, but I don't think that they have the tools right now to try. I think they're hopelessly understaffed. I think that the only reason we're looking at increasing the amount of radioactive waste that could be legally dumped, that's now being illegally dumped in North Dakota all over, is because the petroleum industry wants that. The first meeting I attended where the petroleum industry had specialists come in, its consultants come in. There was a guy there, and he was a nuclear specialist from the Hanford Nuclear Repository out in the state of Washington. And he was telling everyone what a safe thing this would be to increase it up to, you know, a number of picocuries higher than it is today. Well, you know, now if you read the newspapers, the Hanford Nuclear Site in the state of Washington has been declared one of the most dangerous sites in the world. It's leaking, so take it from its source. Look, the only thing this will do if you increase that is increase health problems in North Dakota. It increases profits for the oil industry. Right now, we have illegal dump sites operating all over. We have a dump site operating just across the state line in the state of Montana that has gone unlicensed for a year and a half. Where North Dakota nuclear waste has been taken into for a year and a half. It's unlicensed by the state of Montana. People in North Dakota know about it. The trucks that are going in there should be fined. We have dump sites going on all over North Dakota where this is happening. Noonan is not an isolated incident, believe me.
So then it begs the question, Daryl, if you feel he isn't doing his job, are you and others who are exposing some of this, do you believe he should be replaced, or do you believe it's up to the governor to make sure he does his job?
I think it's up to the governor to make sure he does his job. I mean, so far the oil industry seems to be getting, and look, I like the oil industry. The oil industry has been great for the North Dakota economy. We have the hottest economy in the world right now. But everything comes with a certain degree of, you got to keep an eye on it, okay? And the oil industry has simply gotten its way. I mean, you go up to the legislature, you watch things happen, you got the head of the oil industry or the petroleum council back there helping people write bills. It is time to say that, hey, we're going to govern this situation. I think what happened about 4 or 5 years ago is word went out in state government, do not do a thing to hamper the oil industry in North Dakota. Let her go. And they've let it go. And radioactive waste is just one of the big problems that's out there. But it's a problem that's long-term, and radioactive waste kills.
Daryl, you say that, and you've mentioned Lynn Helm's name. There was an initiative put forth by members of the legislature that say that Lynn Helms cannot be the cheerleader for an industry and the spokesperson for encouraging industry growth at the same time being one of the individuals meant to regulate the industry itself. Do you believe there's a conflict of interest with Lynn Helms, and do you believe that Lynn Helms has been directed by the governor or people of power within North Dakota to look the other way on some of this?
Well, there's an incredible conflict of interest. It's like the kid that gets arrested for shooting his parents and then goes to court and begs a judge for mercy on the grounds that he's an orphan, you know? But there's an incredible conflict of interest. Did they get together? I don't know. Look, I know Jack Dalrymple, and I've known him for years. Jack is an incredibly nice guy, and I like him. I don't think anybody sat down and said, hey, let them go and do anything they want. But I think there's a wink and a nod that's going on out there, and I think we pay a deep price for this long term. And I think that, you know, we're 6 years too late on this now. Now's the time that you better start clamping down, or it's probably out of hand already. I call parts of North Dakota, Western North Dakota, a national sacrifice zone at this point.
Brenda, where do you and the people that live in Western North Dakota believe that the blame lies? Do you believe it lies with the industry that's trying to, as cost-effectively as possible, do this to where you find this in an old gas station in Noonan? Do you think the blame lies with some bad actors who are profiteering and not doing what the industry itself requires? Or do you think it belongs with the state? Do you believe that it belongs with the state itself?
Well, the state is the one who's permitting and allowing all of this. And if the state can't regulate and monitor, then how can we trust that anything is done right? And I was at a health a meeting with Daryl Dorgan where the health department was, and the health department talked about them doing a study on all of this, but the study was funded by at least half by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To me, we should be able to afford to do our own studies and make sure that they're third-party studies and make sure that they're accurate.
Okay. Brenda, Daryl, go ahead.
That study is an interesting thing. We raised that issue about the conflict of interest, and now the study is being done by the Argonne National Laboratories. It will take until at least a minimum of September until that study is done when new rules are promulgated at that point. The new rules, we've already been told by people that they're going to increase the level of radioactive waste that can be dumped in western North Dakota legally. But, you know, if we wait 6 months, and we're dumping 75 tons a day, scattering it around, and that figure comes from Scott Radica, who works from the health department, incidentally. If 75 tons a day, 6 months, you know, that's a lot of waste that goes out there, radioactive waste. In fact, you know, I'm not a mathematician, but that's pounds and pounds and pounds for every man, woman, and child that lives in North Dakota. That's a health risk.
Okay. Yeah. Both of you, thank you for your time. Daryl, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you, Joel.
Appreciate it. Brenda, thank you as well.
You're welcome.